It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine this morning. Great weather yesterday.
Yeah. Awesome weather. It's going to continue.
Take the chance to get out yesterday a little bit?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Wasn't too bad. Nice night for a walk.
Yeah,
no good doubt. Good time. The only thing that would be better is if we had more sunlight to enjoy it, but kind of happens that way every year at this time, doesn't it? Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He'd like to get us going today by telling us all about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got in a used 2-door Whirlpool refrigerator with top freezer, has a cool water dispenser in excellent condition. 2 used bottom freezer refrigerators in very good condition, used microwave hood. 3 used side-by-sides, less than 5 years old. Use 2-door refrigerator with top freezer, and a small size. Use gas and electric clothes dryers. 2 used chest freezers, older but work good. Use 40-gallon natural gas water heater, good condition. 1.5 cubic foot refrigerator. A couple of used electric ranges. Use dehumidifier, and 3 sets of front load washers with matching gas and electric dryers. Got freezers, chest and upright. These are new. Have a closeout on a couple of 25 cubic foot Whirlpool uprights. Get a great saving. Got most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. If a freezer goes bad on you, call W&S. We'll take care of your problem. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Amana, KitchenAid, and Estate. Freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances such as cooktops, range hoods, slide-in ranges, and drop-in ranges are available in special order. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new water softener from W&S Appliance. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, a few weeks ago we talked with Zach Miners and Penny Patti over in Avoca. They're with the Rotary Club there about the Simon Estes concert that they have coming up. Actually, this Saturday at the AHST Auditorium in Avoca. Tickets are just $20 for that event. And that also includes a reception after the after the concert. So you'll have an opportunity to have a nice visit with Simon Estes. He is, for those folks who don't know, of course, he's an Iowa native, but born here in Centerville, Iowa, but he's also been around the world enjoying or spreading his talent around the world as he is a world-class opera star. So he's kind of stepped back a little bit from all the touring and things as he's a professor of music at Wartburg College up in Waverly right now, but he's been taking a lot of his time over the last several months to do a tour, especially around the state of Iowa, and he's going to be this Saturday at the School Auditorium there, AHST Auditorium in Avoca. And there's a limited chance now to get tickets, too. Tickets are just $20 each, so if you'd like to get your tickets, you certainly still can do that. We have tickets here, by the way, too. You can get them in Avoca, in Harlan, or on the phone, but we do have some here, and we've had a number of folks that have stopped in here to pick up tickets from around this area who didn't want to drive all the way over to Avoca to pick up their tickets for the event. So if you want to get those tickets, $20 each is the cost. We do have some here, but we'll only have them here now for another few days. Then they're going to come pick up what's left and use those for at-the-door sales that evening. So if you still want to stop by here at the studio and pick up tickets for the Simon Estes concert, you certainly may do so, but do it soon because we're going to run out of time here pretty quick. I tell you what, though, I do have a couple of tickets sitting right here that I would actually give away for free if someone would like to pick those up here this morning, but I'm not going to make it easy for you. You do have to answer a question for me. I conveniently haven't told you what time the concert starts on Saturday quite yet this morning, although we have been telling you about that for a few weeks now. So be the first caller to get a hold of Chris here this morning and tell him what time the concert starts on Saturday. And I'll have a couple of tickets for the Simon Estes concert coming up this Saturday, sponsored again by the Avoca Rotary Club. Those tickets, $20 a piece. I've got a pair of them here. So be the first caller here to tell him what time the concert starts. And you can pick up those tickets. And, oh, I guess he's already got a winner. That was quick. Sorry about that. If you're dialing or calling, he's already got himself a winner here this morning. The first caller was able to answer that correctly. So the concert, by the way, does begin at 4 o'clock on Saturday at the AHST School Auditorium. And, again, those tickets are $20 each. They'll open the doors at 3 o'clock that evening. There's no reserved seating, so you're just going to have to swing on in there and find yourself a good spot. They're all good spots for something like that. I've had a chance to see Simon Estes, actually hear him perform. It's more of an overall experience, but a very, very top-line talent, and it's easy to see why he's been so popular over the years. So I hope you do take that opportunity to get out and enjoy that. And we did have our winner this morning, very first caller.
Yeah, Marianne Christensen of Atlantic was our first caller, and she knew the time, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, four bells. All right, 4 o'clock on Saturday. Congratulations to Marianne this morning, and we'll have those tickets for her here if she wants to stop by and pick those up. However, if you want to stop by here anytime the next couple of days, okay, do it soon. Though, don't wait until the end of the week, because at some point here, the folks from the Rotary Club in Avoca are going to swing in and grab those tickets that we have left, and they're going to use those for at-the-door sales that night. But not a lot of tickets still remain, so if you want to pick up those tickets, again, we do have them here. If you're looking for something high class, high quality to do Saturday evening, that might be your choice. We have tickets here. Again, they're $20 each, and you can buy them here at KJAN. We do have those for you. If you do want to stop by and buy those, I know some folks like to make out the check before they come here. The check needs to be made out to the Rotary Club of Avoca. So that is what you can do to get that opportunity taken care of here. Also want to spend a little time this morning just giving you a little heads up again. We got the third in our series of KJAN radio auctions coming up now tomorrow afternoon here on the radio. And as we've talked about the last few weeks now, the radio auction's an opportunity for you to pick up some top quality stuff, local stuff, cheap. We sell, what we've done is we worked out an arrangement with a number of our sponsors here locally, and they've provided us with all kinds of stuff. And in some cases, the stuff is actual stuff that we have here in-house. In some cases, it might be gift certificates for their product or service. In any case, it's all local stuff, so you can pick these things up at bargain prices. We start most of our items at 50% of the actual value to begin our hourly auctions. And usually people are getting a pretty good deal. It's pretty rare that, I mean, we only go up to about 90 or so percent. This is about as high as we'd go. It's pretty rare we do that anymore. Folks are getting pretty good deals when they take care of the auction. So if you want to participate in that, the easy way to do it is just to call us up. Now, we spend most of the afternoon on Monday. I know Stacy and I were working hard yesterday afternoon to make sure we had everything all set up. And it's a little bit of a process to go through all this to make sure that we have all the items set up. And we split things out pretty well, so we have a good variety of things for each of the 3 hours that we do this. Because we do 1 to 4 on Wednesday afternoons, but each hour is a separate auction. So the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock auctions, we try to kind of split things up a little bit to make sure we have good variety there and some things that they're really going to catch your eye. But we're looking at a lot of good bargains out there, and we put all this together. So we have a complete list on the web each week. So by Monday afternoon, middle of the afternoon or so on Monday, you're usually going to be able to find on Auction Week the complete list of items by going to our website at kjan.com and then go to our contests page. On the right side of the home page there at kjan.com, you'll find this little red box that says Community Hub. On the bottom of that, the last category says Contests. You click on that, it takes you right to our contest page, and each weekly auction, the most current weekly auction, will be on the top of that page. So you can take a look at all the items that we have. We have a complete list of the items, the businesses that sponsor those items, and then what we would accept for an opening bid. It says opening bid on there. That's not that we don't have that right now. We have another column that says current bid. If we have bids on things already, it'll show up there. But from gift certificates to clothing items to things for around the house to things that just might be a little bit of fun. We have jewelry. We have sweatshirts. We've got some pretty impressive items for around the house, from wood carvings to different types of floral arrangements and things. We have a few things for the kids. We have things for the garage and the shop for the guys that like to do that kind of stuff. We have some things for the sports fans, especially Iowa State and Nebraska fans. We have some things there for you, too. We've got candles. We've got all kinds of different things. Toolbox. We've got a little portable campfire set up, too, which will make life a lot easier and a lot less messy if you're one of those that enjoys going out and spending some time camping. This is a great time of the year to camp, by the way, if you get a chance to do so. If you really enjoy doing those kinds of things, it's not incredibly hot in the daytime and the nighttime. Perfect conditions for being around that campfire. So maybe an opportunity to pick up something like that, too, to have a little bit of fun yet this year. So you can take a look through all those items. We do have a lot of gift certificates and gift cards and things like that for products and services. And in some cases, we do have the items here in-house. And again, in those cases where we have the items here, we also have pictures on our website as well. Now, just a reminder, too, that those pictures that you see, I know you're squinting, looking at them, thinking, boy, they're so small. Well, that's because they're thumbnails of the actual pictures. So if you just click on those, roll your mouse over it, or if you've got something on a touch screen, on your phone or your iPad, whatever, just touch those and they'll enlarge for you, so you can have an opportunity to see those a little bit larger. So just go ahead and do that. But take a look through those items and feel free to bid anytime. Again, the auctions open up at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. We'll have those live on-air auctions. But you can bid ahead of time as well. We often will have people, especially to like Tuesdays of each week, because we get all that stuff back up for the week's auction on Monday afternoon. By Tuesday, we seem to start getting phone calls with folks wanting to put some bids on some of those items and things, too. So feel free to do that. We'll take those calls at any time. But make sure you listen in tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 for the third edition of the KJAN Radio Auction. Only two left. We've got tomorrow's and then a week from tomorrow, October 5th, October 12th, the last two chances you have to save some pretty good money on some pretty good stuff. So check it out, and we hope to hear from you tomorrow afternoon. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren this morning. He'd like to tell us a little bit more today about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Speed Queen washers and dryers. Are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year, 100% parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Do have a closeout on a Speed Queen front-load washer, brand new, for $550 plus tax. That's picked up at the store. Do have a full line of front-load washers and dryers. Good selection, models, and colors in stock. Refrigerators, top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side by side, French door, bottom freezer. Got some closeouts on some models because of model changes. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Convertible, portable, and built-in. We deliver, install, and again service them after the sale. Stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, once again, that Simon Estes concert over in Avoca at the school auditorium, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Congratulations again to Marianne Christensen. She was the first to call in and answer our little trivia question, and she picks up those two tickets to see Simon Estes this Saturday evening. If you'd like to grab yours, again, just a few more days you have to do that before our tickets will be gone. We do have tickets here at the station for that concert coming up on Saturday, so stop on in soon if you'd like to pick up yours. $20 each to see Simon Estes. Thank you, Kendall, for stopping by. Appreciate it as always. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.